So if you don't have it all flying around the press, I'm kind of concerned that unless Tanaka's playing a very smart game and Henry's people can figure that out, I'm concerned that they're not going to have anything that's big enough and hard enough
where going
for you to really involve yourself in it. Hawaii
B.
We asked Henry's people, though, to go over there and tell them that,
yeah,
that
well,
was what we really wanted.
Going, but I guess they were very tough on everybody.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Though not quite as tough as the papers would.
They do have something, we just won't talk about it. We'll just be and yak around, but we must get a build up for it and a let down about something of that sort.
No, I think that's nobody is expecting that to come out of what.
Particularly since it's what appeared that it was about before.
On the other major area, which is monetary, George is heading up a small group and is doing it with, I think, very great
finesse.
Very great finesse, as usual.
If
we're going to do anything when the IMF is here, he's going to do anything.
What is it now?
End of September. 21st, 2nd, 3rd.
Showing up.
Excuse me?
It's all showing up.
Every 2 years out of every 3.
Yeah.
In a way, it's too many, but then we'll have all of those foreign ministers back. Not the finance ministers.
Let's just be goddamn sure that we can have something that is soothing in the time rather than something that is stirring people up. George knows that.
Right.
We're just not in a position now. We all know that there's just a lot of potential crises hanging around. We just want to cool them all.
They are so happy that we are being
a little more
positive. Yeah. And we couldn't look as good now if we hadn't been tough before. I think it's fair to say that the position taken
us just went in over there with a hammer.
All of a sudden they're pleased.
And we didn't do it not as much as just quit it.
That's right. But he
that is that is important though. We've got that big position so that if I don't say anything, I have to have something prepared that I can say that's right.
Well, the thought was, the original thought was that you wouldn't be involved to any extent at all.
Good.
But if we had a position that was forthcoming, and these people are all just dying for a little American leadership, at the last minute we ought to rethink whether it might not be a good thing to posture you as a world leader.
Oh, yes, yes. If, why don't you do this? You talk to George. Just say, look, here we can. No, if that's only the only vote that's going to help the election.
Absolutely.
That's the point.
Absolutely.
And if it does position us in a world leadership position again, fine. We're about there again.
But there are two areas that maybe the public doesn't understand it, but the government says, I don't know anything about economics. I guess I'll have to study it someday. And
now he's proving it.
Now he's proving it. Then knowing about the world area, so if you take that position as the leader in the world monetary field, while they won't understand the substance, the leadership quality could be, if it's good enough, if the response could be good enough. Okay, last thing, on the Corporation for Public Broadcast,
Darla,
you put in a bill for 45 minutes.
Yes, we did.
They came in with a 2-year. You vetoed it.
Yeah.
Then you told Cap you wanted 35. Before he got up there, Pastore had gone back and taken your initial position.
Yeah.
So we've gone through. It's been left at your initial position. But Curtis is going to be the chairman, and they're going to be Tom Curtis.
Yeah.
Henry Loomis is going to be the president. We got hold of the nominating board. We got hold of the policy board.
Sorry.
And we're going to change that thing around, and they're going to get out of all public affairs, not just the ones we don't like. They're going to get out of all.
Get out of it. You've got to get rid of your Ronsky show.
Well, unless Ford Foundation goes ahead. The Ford Foundation has to pay for it.
That's true.
And then they have to ship it around by the mail, because we're not even going to let them use the distribution system for anything other than education and cultural, period.
That's what it should be.
Yes.
But that thing's supposed to be.
But that'll happen. You know, one of these things is going to have to happen at a time.
Because
right now. So, something that we didn't cut the budget for, I think we got where you wanted to be.
That's great. Listen, I wanted to tell you in case you didn't. In the both your case and Henry's case, and the science as well, of course, we're going to keep all of you out of the political stuff because of the system we used to borrow the trouble. That is, you can always ask your questions. You can make speeches about this or that or the other thing. But in terms of basically partisan kind of things or stuff that is pure politics, nothing that is advertised. We're, Henry, you thought a little off. I mean, definitely, you going to happen there. He will probably, he is probably expected to deal with more complex issues, but the international field, particularly, has to be kept somewhat bipartisan. Larry can go around and raise hell about defense things, and Rogers can defend our policies and so forth. But in terms of just blatant political partisan activity, the international field does tend to rule you out. So you're not in political meetings. That's the reason. That's the reason I keep
saying that.
And frankly, Stein, normally if he, of course, Stein is right too. He's Kosmas tended to overuse him at times to put him out of the bat of the fire, and they shouldn't be. He could go and meet the press and things like that. But in terms of going on and say, like, answering the speech of a government, he shouldn't do that. That's not Stein's job, you know, because he also can't be mean enough. He can't be irresponsible enough.
Right.
You answer an irresponsible speech with an irresponsible speech, you know.
It's,
so I think it's going to be hard for him to do it, but I think that you've got to realize that you've got people in that capacity. We just don't want to give them a target that is necessarily too open.
I understand. That's
wrong. I'm sharing international view.
I just
Kissinger was saying.
I'll miss it because it's fun.
Kissinger will be, as I said, you can go on programs or something of that sort. Although we don't need money to do that yet. But that's the reason we're having a reunion, because we're making a decision at a very high level. We're running the cat. You, but all of you, I guess they're going to let it, they're going to have you, you can all participate in the White House staff as a briefing. I'm just speaking from your outside context.
Correct.
But they have to be on a very personal basis, but not on the basis that becomes public. And the Soviets.
Well,
unfortunately, yeah, they have to take the vote themselves.
We can get up and make a speech on that. I can make a speech on international economic affairs and talk about what their program will do to jobs, what it will do to exports.
And that's perfectly right. That's right. Provided it's strictly on the issue.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
No problem at all.
Kind of messy, it's easy, but I think.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You can do that. And also privately, you can really want. In other words, actually, you can call people.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out, even though they would, I would stay totally out of any money raising.
All right.
Just don't do it. It's just, it's a question of, I'm not sure, I'm not sure, but no, it just isn't worth it. These businessmen should be lining up. They're carving it. I just stay out of it. Because if you get into it, or Stein gets into it, Kissinger on the money raising side, you see, he's never done any actually. But what has happened is that that's overturned.
That was a little
bit. They make a speech and then they go in and knock them over for $100,000.
I thought it was kind of nice. They had it at the university from the official occasion in there, but you know, about 2 years ago, and I haven't used that for a
second. Right,
sure.
Didn't let you.
Not until a few years ago.
Really good. Very, very liberal on that subject.
Very liberal. So that was, I thought that was kind of a nice touch.
Sure.
How about briefings of groups who briefing them on the issues? Like Kendall's business group,
no,
was to have them come in and get on a briefing.
No problem. As long as your briefing is on the issue, perfect. No problem.
Good.
But then don't have to knock them over for money right afterwards.
No, these are, we won't need to come.
Briefing? No, that's your job. And it's like it's Roger's job. You do what Roger does. Exactly. That's what you are. You and Stein, you should do briefing, your business life, and all the rest. You and Kissinger and Stein. As a matter of fact, I won't let Ehrlich into any fundraising. The only place where he goes can go a little bit further, will go further, is if he, because we don't have anybody here who could otherwise do it, he does do some briefing with Ron, and he really shakes the split up and throws him hard. And frankly, if we get your field, it's not that, doesn't have that much moxie. Henry does his, but Henry's not on the record. Well, they are.
Mr. President, did the Blake family come from Whittier, and were they friends with this fellow who was?
The Blake?
Yeah,
sure.
His father was. For whatever reason, you know, this is
his father.
private politics, but he was Sergeant Shriver's DCM for a while.
Oh, sure, he's a great Shriver.
Well, I hear that both ways from his friends around here.
Question. He was an ambassador in Africa.
He is now. He is again.
Where the hell is it? We still have him as an ambassador?
Yeah. But his friends.
He was a Harriman man, too. Worked for him with Harriman. I worked with Stevenson at the UN.
But his friends tell me that he was a Republican all through those years in the department.
Yes, and his mother's name was Seda Blake, and she was a very wealthy woman. And Frank Blake was his father, who was very, very close to her, Mary and all that bunch. And a very nice family. He's a very nice guy.
But you think he's politically on the other side? Well, I'd kind of like to get a review of what Sergeant Shriver was saying when he was your ambassador in Paris. I mean, if we had a list of a few of the things he said, but maybe Watson's a better guy to do that just to have a conversation.
I think so. I don't think Blake would be loyal to us now. He's sort of gone on the set. You know, it's just hard. He's been with him so long. He's gone on the set. He's having Shriver, but Watson probably knows. Every new ambassador wants to rat on the old ambassador. Shriver's a prick. The guy I really need to interview of is a matter of, have you talked to Bill?
Rogers? No.
Well, Bill Rogers knows him awfully well because we honored him, the ambassador to the UN.
I recall.
And he acted like such a prick and laid down the conditions that Bill finally just called and said, we weren't going to do it. He was really distressed. Bill gave him the axe when he was a pastor. Because Bill, well, this is nature to be. He's like somebody like you. He'd be very tough if he has to be. Why don't you just have a talk with him and say, look, what's your judgment of this fall? Bill's a man. You can see what we're talking about. I said that there's nobody that knows him better. All right, Bill does. We don't ask Bill to get into it, but Bill, I'm sure.
Your ambassadors filed their speeches with the State Department at home, or they're all over the campus. It'd be fun to see what that guy had to say about Vietnam. Just get him on the record a couple of times.
Well, he probably avoided it. Or he just spent it. Bill is a guy that wouldn't have anything on him if there was.
I'll ask him.
But he's no good. I do not estimate him as high as me. Well, we'll know some of the Kennedy crowd, the IB crowd, and so forth. But basically, he has more than his share of degree. He certainly lived in somewhat shallow and terribly, terribly conceited.
Oh, yeah.
Terribly conceited. He just an intrusive man. He really does.
Gold head, right? He had the one essential qualification. He was willing to run.
Damn Gold. Hey, why don't you give Bill Overseer. I was sorry. You just said we were talking and that I read about the interesting person. Does he have any thoughts about how he could be handled? He knows.
Good.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Thank you.